This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police arrested nearly 3,000 people Saturday in nationwide protests demanding the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Navalny had called on his supporters to take to the streets. After being arrested last weekend on his return to Moscow, the first time since being poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent in August. In central Moscow, Reuters reporters estimated at least 40,000 people gathered in one of the biggest unauthorized rallies in years. Police beat protesters with batons, bundled them into police vans. They chanted freedom for Navalny, but also Putin is a thief and disgrace. Navalny and his supporters hope the mass demonstrations will pressure the authorities to let him go. The ex-lawyer accuses Vladimir Putin of ordering his killing, which the Russian president denies.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden assured U.S. mayors Saturday that he and Vice President Kamala Harris would be active and accessible partners in the White House in helping them respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
Reach out to me, reach out to Kamala, reach out to the administration and our team anytime, any day. I mean that, anytime, any day. We're your partners. We can do this together. I promise we'll do everything we can to help. We can also use your advice as well.
Biden was addressing the winter leadership meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors via a virtual address from the White House. In the midst of cutbacks in workforce and emergency services and growing poverty, U.S. cities, especially the smaller ones, are hoping the next round of pandemic stimulus includes them and that Biden will advocate for them now that he is in office. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.